Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Da-da. Da-da. It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is freezing outside.
Sure is.
Yeah.
All right, a little snowy out there. A
lot of snowy. So it's 26 degrees.
What's the chill?
Feels like 15 degrees. We're going to get up to 37 actual temperature, but I don't know what the wind chill is. And there is a lot of snow outside.
Yeah.
A lot
still
of snow.
Still coming down.
You got it. So as Tommy likes to say, you know, if you're leaving the house, give yourself some extra time.
Slow your ass down.
And we will get more into the snow in just a little while, because there was something yesterday that proves everybody needs a little time to warm up in winter driving,
okay.
What happened yesterday. But before we get there, a very happy Veterans Day.
Yes.
To all the men and women that have served our country this morning. Veterans Day, it's obviously a fantastic day to honor folks that, you know, went and did something that none of us in this room could ever
no.
do. It's also a strange day when it comes to honoring veterans, because you have your standard ceremonies that will happen to them, right?
Yeah.
And those are all wonderful. And then once you get past that, it becomes kind of chaos, because every company and business wants to do something to say thank you.
Oh, a discount.
You got it. Mm-hmm. Or free stuff.
Yeah.
But in my experience with my buddies and family members that have served,
yeah.
they don't want any of it.
So they don't take advantage of
now,
it.
Now, I don't know how it is anymore. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you're someone that has served, I would love to hear from you, because everyone I know won't take any of the discounts.
Yeah.
You never see anyone park in those veterans parkings.
Never.
Yeah.
Right?
Like,
yeah.
I've never seen that.
Like the argument I have heard is, I didn't serve to get a free hamburger.
Yeah.
I served because I love my country, which is fine. And I think that shows how you and I and Kimmy could have never done
give
this.
Give me all the free stuff.
I'm serious, yeah. man.
Discount.
Like, if I served in yeah. the military, today I am literally going to every effing possible
thank
place.
You, thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. Why? Like, it's. I get it. I get the moral conundrum.
Yeah.
And I get not wanting to look like you're taking advantage of people, but you're not.
Because I think that there was a generation that would take it, and then there's that generation that won't take it. Because, like, my dad, my mom, and my Uncle Dom all served.
Okay.
And I know all three of them would take those discounts.
Mm.
Completely. Especially my father.
Yeah.
Being a businessman, yeah, 20% off. Yeah, I served. I was in the Navy.
Yeah.
I was staring down at Japanese from Washington, D.C.
My grandfather served in Korea. And I remember as a kid, we would go to one specific diner in Brockport because they offered a veteran's discount.
Yeah.
Like, he had no problem taking it.
Yes.
I guess what my question is, Like, what changed? Why all of a sudden did at least the folks that I know that have served feel, is it guilt? Is it you don't want the spotlight?
It might be the fact that you were drafted back in the day.
Okay.
Oh.
And now it's volunteer.
But that was my grandpa volunteered. He didn't get drafted.
Oh. No, I'm saying like, but my parents were drafted.
Okay.
And maybe they felt like, well, yeah, man, I was told to serve, so I served. But really now you go on your own, like you want to serve.
Okay.
Like not every guy wanted to serve.
Sure, sure.
You know, you got drafted.
Sure.
You know, you had a wife, whatever. You
okay.
know? But now, so maybe now you've got more skin in the game now that you are volunteering to go into the Army.
It's an interesting theory.
I don't know.
I wonder if there's, because throughout the years, you've also seen stories of like people taking advantage of those things and like scamming the system. So maybe people have served, like they don't want to look like they're taking advantage of anything, or they don't want to be like judged, like people thinking they're going to scam them. Or,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like they don't want to feel like they have to like prove it, maybe.
Understood. Howie writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. Howie writes, Pat, I'm a veteran. I don't participate in the discounts. Exactly like you said. It's not why I served, and I really don't want the recognition. And I get that. But counterpoint, Howie, free hamburger.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
and pancakes.
You earn the pancakes.
A lot
right?
of pancakes.
Like, no matter how you feel, the pancakes are yours to take.
A lot of free starches out there for you.
It's not like you're taking the pancakes from someone else, Howie.
That's true.
Those are your pancakes, bud.
Eat.
And you deserve those. Go get your pancakes. So there's something else that makes me laugh every Veterans Day when it comes to the discounts.
Yeah.
Because literally, like, every restaurant, it seems, has something. Some of them will give free full meals, right? Up to a point.
Yeah.
Because you guys remember Bar Louie?
Yeah.
So I don't believe they exist in Rochester anymore. But I am on a website called themilitarywallet.com. It's financial advice for veterans. Mm. And they have a list of all these
things.
Right? So Bar Louie today gives active and retired military veterans a free dine-in burger with valid military ID, excluding the Big Louie. Thank you for your service.
But you don't get the Big Louie.
You don't get this big one.
Is the big obnoxiously big, though? Like, is it like a pound of burger?
But let's say it is.
Okay.
Let's say it is, right? Like, if you do the free thing, you can't have exceptions.
Except this, and this.
We appreciate you putting your life on the line for this country up to 24 ounces of ground beef.
Yeah, because you think of like a guy in the jungles of Vietnam, 1967, with his buddies, and they go, hey, man, you think we'll get a Big Louie out of here? That'd be pretty sweet, right? They just got bit by a rattlesnake.
Like, I'm looking at all of these, like, exceptions for all of these things. Like, okay, for example, Bonefish Grill. They're what?
Oh, yeah. They're a chain all over the country.
And I don't think we have one in town.
We did at one point.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So Bonefish Grill honors veterans and active duty military with a free Bang Bang Shrimp and non-alcoholic beverage on Veterans Day. So if you're a veteran with a shellfish allergy, get the hell out.
And no cocktail.
Right? Like, what are you doing?
And non-alcoholic drink. They can't even give you a beer.
I know. It's a non-alcoholic drink, apparently.
They can't throw you a one draft beer.
Why do it if you're putting all of these
restrictions?
Yes, thank you. Because, like, let's say there's someone who wants to take advantage of this, right? Someone who served this country. And they walk in, and they think that an alcoholic beverage is part of this. Are you going to tell them no?
Yes.
When the bill comes? Or, hey, yeah, that'll be $4. Kind of makes you look like a dick.
Yeah, you look, chintz.
Matthew writes us on Instagram. Again, we're talking about Veterans Day and how every restaurant, it seems, is going to offer something to veterans and the complicated issues of taking versus not taking and whatever. So Matthew writes us on Instagram, year and a half in Afghanistan as a machine gunner in a scout platoon. Wouldn't catch me dead at Applebee's. DWI in some trouble at 1920 is my reason. Today's an awkward day for all vets. People are being nice, but we generally don't care. And that's another good point.
Yeah.
Because, all right. Just based on the people that I know, because, Kimmy and I were the Afghanistan generation.
Yeah.
Like, I have a bunch of friends that were deployed overseas in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And, again, in my experience, this is just anecdotal, all of my buddies got super uncomfortable when folks would come up and be like, thank you for your service. Yes. Like, it was almost like they didn't know what to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So because of that, I've never been that guy that's going to go out of my way to be like, hey, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Right? Because you are kind of serving up something that this person didn't ask for.
I'm especially not going to do it right after somebody else did it. Oh, me too. I also think that
Yeah, that patriotic gravy train everybody jumps on.
You got to be like the first to do it, you know? I don't want to be like the second.
Gravy train.
No, but I've seen the opposite. Like, if somebody does it, everyone else
feels
like they have
to do it. But that's what I mean. Like, I don't want to start the domino effect.
And the other thing that sucks is, like, if I was with a buddy where, you know, we were in a bar or something right after he got back and it got out in the bar that, you know, he had served overseas, right? Like, someone will come
not
up
trying
and
to trigger anything either.
Yeah, well, that's just it. It would be like, thank you for your service. And now he's stuck in a conversation with a guy that he didn't want to have this conversation. And they're asking questions that are completely inappropriate.
Yes.
Right? You know what I mean? Yeah. About things that may have happened or things that they have seen or what they did. And he doesn't want to have this conversation.
No.
But to Matthew's point, he doesn't want to be rude, even though he doesn't really care. It was the weirdest thing.
So right after 9/11, my aunt lived in Manhattan.
Okay.
And so she started making it a point that every time she saw firefighters or policemen to say thank you, right? So she goes up to this, wherever they're working on some fire, and she's walking down in Manhattan. She starts to, like, I want to thank you. And he goes, you know, thank you, man, but you need to stand over here. And she gets her ass in a knot.
Because they're fighting a fire?
Fire. And I don't know what they were doing, but obviously, hey, we're working over here.
Sure, sure, sure.
So, you know, thanks. But she got pissed off. I'm not going to do that anymore. That's how I'm going to be treated. Now she turns into, I pay your taxes. Like, she got her ass in a knot because she was being annoying.
It is funny because I think, to your point, people, when they say something, they say thank you for your service or whatever, however they're greeting you, they do expect a certain response.
Yeah, and like,
if
what?
And if it doesn't live up to their expectation, you're right. Like, you could only offend somebody. Yeah.
No, but like, you're Christ on a cross saying thanks for your service. Like, what are we doing here? By the way, Chili's. Oh, everyone loves Chili's.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Today, you get a complimentary dine-in meal if you are a veteran or active duty military from a special Veterans Day menu.
But you know how shrink that thing is. By the way, I don't get the dine-in. Like, why can't I
Take it to go?
Why can't I just Uber it?
Because you didn't earn that.
Oh. Well, maybe I didn't earn delivery.
No, you did not earn delivery with your sacrifice, Tommy.
Is that because you would need your ID? I mean, how would you prove, I guess, that you're a veteran?
Okay, this is Chipotle. Everybody loves Chipotle.
Sure.
If you are active military,
how much can they shrink that menu?
No, it's not a shrinking menu.
It's a bowl of food.
If you buy an entree at Chipotle between 4 and 8 today.
But I had to buy one.
But 4
as
and 8.
As a veteran.
And present a valid military ID, you get a second entree for free.
Oh.
Buy one, get one free between 4 and 8. What if I'm a single veteran?
Oh.
I'm
then I guess you could eat both bowls.
That's kind of depressing.
Well, you know, dinner today, dinner tomorrow.
Don't do it if you're going to do it like that.
Yeah. But you got to buy one, get one free.
Buy one, get one.
So it's half price.
Yeah. No, not half price. It's buy a full one, price. And then you get a full one. It's still full price.
Oh, yeah,
because you're only going to buy one.
But you do get a two on. Okay.
All right, Dairy Queen today. If you go to Dairy Queen, you get a complimentary medium blizzard at participating locations.
Wait, I get a drink?
It's ice cream with stuff mixed in.
It's basically like a mixed up sundae.
But you don't get a burger with it?
How are you such a bitch?
But you don't get a burger with it?
No, apparently you just get a medium blizzard.
But they have burgers.
They got burgers. They got chicken fingers.
They got french fries.
They got everything.
Wait, they're not going to give me a burger and french fries, but they're going to give me a medium cup of ice cream?
Question. Are some Dairy Queens just desserts, though?
I don't think so. I'm not. Although I'll be honest with you, I'm only.
I thought they were like.
I always thought they
serve
burgers.
I know that they do. I didn't know if all of them did. I guess.
I'm still.
I've only ever gotten ice cream there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They got good burgers.
Yeah, they do.
Never had
like
one.
Sneaky good. Them and Sonic, sneaky good burgers. And then Denny's. Do we have any Denny's around us anymore?
I thought we had one in like Harrington.
Active duty and veterans, you get a free grand slam today.
Damn.
From 5 a.m. to noon.
All right, so breakfast.
At 12:01, get the hell out. Thanks for your service.
That might be the best deal because that's a big ass breakfast.
Okay, but again, it's like one thing before noon.
But I would say out of all those, that's the best deal. You get a cup of coffee with it.
It does not say anything about a cup of coffee. Maybe you got to negotiate that with your waiter.
Okay.
Who knows?
There's still a Denny's in Greece.
Okay, all right, so head on out to the Denny's before 12.
Yeah, I don't think we have many Chili's here either. If any.
No, there's a few Chili's.
There is?
Yeah, I know there's still one in Greece.
You're thinking of Chi-Chi's. We've had this discussion.
Chi-Chi's been way gone.
Well, no, but they're coming back. Remember, we talked about how you can invest based on that Instagram
ad
that I got, which is absolutely a scam. All right.
It's like there's Chili's in Victor and Greece.
Ah, look at that, stupid.
Nice.
All right, listen. Because we can't see you, and it doesn't have to be awkward, thank you for your service.
Yes.
For everything you've done.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I understand why you wouldn't want to take advantage of any of this stuff. But as a man who does not have the stones to go do what you men and women did, take the cannoli.
Enjoy it. Yes. Yeah.
Go get the burger.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Go get your right. Well, yeah, good advice on all parts.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Your pride will be the death of you.
Yeah, buddy.
Especially come wintertime in Rochester, because you like to think you're an expert. You like to think I've done this my whole life. There's no difference.
Yeah, but you have. You didn't drive it.
No, you're right. You have done it your whole life. And once you get your legs back under you, you'll be fine. But that's just it. You need to get your legs back under you. That is something you need to remember this morning especially, and something it seems a whole bunch of people forgot yesterday morning.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So if you have not been outside yet this morning, there was a lot of snow on the ground. And at least where we are, plows aren't kicking up so great. So just be careful out there. But even yesterday, just that trace amount of snow caused some problems.
It was a little slick out there.
There was a 17-car crash. 17-car crash yesterday.
Yikes.
On the 390 off-ramp in the Henrietta-Brighton area where you could take West Henrietta or Mount Hope. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. So the first two folks that got in that accident, that's just an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else afterwards, it's one of those scenes, Kimmy, you know it's coming, and there's nothing.
Slow motion. Yep.
The
like,
slow
well,
slide.
Here we go.
No, crash.
It's the most helpless you'll ever feel.
Yeah.
Is ice.
So the good news.
Yeah.
All injuries in the accident are minor injuries.
All right.
That's good.
The bad news, it did take a couple of hours rush hour.
Shut some stuff down.
So, you know, experts are blaming the weather again with the first snow and ice of the season yesterday. And unfortunately for these people, but fortunate for everybody else, it brings up a valid question. 252 WCMF, how long does it take you to get your snow legs back under you when that first snow or ice hits?
Hmm.
Do you have a time period or do you think you're good to go?
I think I'm nailing it all the time.
You can't be serious.
I'm serious. I'm that arrogant.
No, all right.
From Florida. So I take pride in the fact that I know how to drive in this weather.
No, but that means you don't know how to drive.
I'm a Florida boy.
Okay, no, that's why you don't know how to drive in this weather.
But I do. I got it.
You're born with it. It's Maybelline. You were saying, Kimmy?
I mean, like, yeah, when that first, like, dusting hits, you're not a little extra. You're not, like, testing the brakes a little bit.
Well, I go slow anyway. I'm not a jet-ass.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Y'all jet-ass.
Well, no, it's not that I jet-ass. I mean, I drive the appropriate speed like everyone else is going, but I'm with Kimmy. Like yesterday.
Yeah, I'm always like, okay, we're good still.
I used yesterday to get my legs back under me, and then this morning, a full test of my full snow driving as I was driving over nothing but snow on the way to work today.
But you both parked outside?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, you got to, like, clean your car off. It's all icy and stuff.
I got an automatic start, no big deal.
Yeah, but you don't park in your garage.
No, but see, I don't need to because I got automatic start, no big deal.
I think there's something for the fact when I get my car, it's clean, it's dry, and it's not frozen. I feel it's ready to go.
What does that
so
mean?
Maybe that's giving you a false sense of confidence on the road because you're not out in the elements.
Right, so I get in my car, pop the garage open, everything's dry and nice, windows clear. Good, baby, let's open her up, see what this old girl can do.
252 WCMF, 252-9263, how long until you are confident you are good driving in the snow again? Because the biggest bitch from Rochester drivers every winter, you know, as soon as the first snow hits, everyone forgets how to drive.
Yeah.
But that's exactly how it should be. Like, you haven't done this in months.
Yeah, but you've been doing it for years. You think it would just be automatic. Like, it would just kick in. Because everybody's driven in this for their lives.
No matter what you do, how long you've done it. If you don't do something for 6 or 7 months, it takes a period of adjustment to get back into it.
I always thought, like riding a bike. Like, it just comes right back to you.
When's the last time you rode a bike?
When I almost ran in as a canal with my wife.
Okay, you think you can hop on a bike right now and be totally fine?
I think.
Start racing a bike.
I think I could do a wheelie.
I encourage it. I think you should try that.
I could catwalk. I could catwalk a Schwinn.
Catwalk a Schwinn.
100 foot. And don't get me started with King Skid.
Name me a single thing that if you haven't done it for months, you could jump right back in and be an expert at it. Nothing. It's not cooking. It's not sex. It's not working out.
Your mom. Jump right back in.
See, that was a stupid joke.
Cooking it up.
Are there people? I
King
wonder,
Skid. Catwalker 100 foot.
We got it.
I don't know how common this is, like how many people do this, but you know, like there are the people that are the snow tires people, like they'll get their snow tires on around this time every year. Like,
snow
I wonder
dicks.
If it takes them longer to adjust because like they also have to, I'm guessing like maybe they adjust their driving also when they get that done. I don't know. I never understood the snow tires people.
I don't either. But those things are.
Like, are you more cautious because you have snow tires? Or are you less cautious because you feel like you're all set?
Have you ever driven a car with snow tires on?
I've always had big cars that didn't need them.
Yeah, I mean, usually you get all season radios, right?
Yeah.
So they ride rough. Oh. Like it's not a comfortable thing to drive with those things on, especially if there isn't a lot of snow.
Is it possible that you're a sissy bitch and that's why it feels that way?
Well, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I have a very sensitive ass.
Yeah.
So I don't like a lot of rough riding. Mm. I like a smooth ride on my ass.
You hear that, boys? If you're on Tinder, smooth.
Yeah, I like a smooth ride, Ben, and you feel it in your ass and balls when you're, because it's rough. You're not even on a dirt, you know what it feels like? You're on a dirt road.
Instagram messages coming in. Again, we're talking about this 17-car accident
I feel like
yesterday.
You did it wrong.
Yeah, he put him on backwards.
Put him on backwards.
A 17-car accident on the 390 off-ramp, Henrietta Brighton, near Mountain Hope and West Henrietta Road, and it's proof that everybody needs a little bit of time to adjust. For example, Hachiroku writes us on Instagram, I am a plow driver, so driving in the snow is literally my job. Even so, it always takes me 2 to 3 days of good heavy winter driving before I am back in the groove. That's a man who knows what he's talking about.
All right.
Jeremy's on CMF. Oop, yep, boop. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
I don't think it's Tinder. I think it's Grindr that he wants.
Ah, that's what
Ben, though. I might not, you know, he probably knows. Listen, I drive pretty cautiously to begin with. I would say for me, the first test is the first slide. After that, I'm like, yeah, you know, I've been doing this a while, but the first slide is it. Time to slow down even more.
Okay, so how long until you feel, is it just the slide and then you're good, or do you still need a couple of days after that to get your bearings right about you?
No, it's just the slide that, you know, going along with Tommy's theme makes the backside pucker, and I'm like, all right, you know, let's
listen to your ass.
Get back in a groove here.
Have you hit the slide yet, Jeremy, in the first 2 days?
I almost did this morning, but no, I haven't. I'm surprised I didn't this morning because, man, this morning was rough. It was like mid-January roads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy ain't kidding. If you ain't been outside yet, prepare yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Jeremy, great to talk to you, buddy.
Hey,
great
Tommy.
Yeah.
It is my favorite thing, Jeremy.
Yeah. I haven't done that in a while.
So, look, if we're asking this question, how long do you need before you're fully back adjusted to winter driving? And your answer is, I don't need any time because I always know how to drive in the ice and snow. Mm-hmm. You are a bad driver.
Oh.
You're a bad driver. Nobody
you're
has.
No good.
No, I'm telling you, like, if you think that you're good to go, it means you're a bad driver all the time.
Yeah, Kimmy, you shouldn't be too confident.
Would you disagree, Kimmy?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't disagree. I think, you should always proceed with caution.
Proceed with caution.
Well, let's just take your
drive. I mean, I just think we have so many different weather elements here, whether it's freezing rain. I mean, like, especially what was it, Sunday, how it went from rain to sleet to snow, then kind of back to rain. Like, I feel like we should constantly be adjusting our driving habits here in Rochester.
And we're in the worst part of the year for driving. Okay, so you bring up Sunday night. You know, was it Bill Gray's watching the Bills?
Yeah.
So I have to take back roads from Chilai all the way to Henrietta. It is like ice sleeting.
Yeah.
And the deer are everywhere right now.
Yeah,
right?
Too.
So, like, I'm taking these back roads. I can. There's like no visibility. It's ice sleet sideways. And there's deer just like, I'm coming. They're looking, I'm coming at you right now.
Surprise.
Chris writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. He says, I would like to argue. We've had some pretty light winters. That being said, these kids don't get much experience out on the road as we used to when we were starting to drive. I also think COVID had a huge impact on kids driving because no one was on the road when it came to getting back in the swing of things where everybody's now working from home. Nobody knows how to drive. That eventually became an old man rant.
Yeah. Nobody wants to work anymore. Nobody wants to drive anymore.
Look, take your personal driving skills out of it. Let's even if we leave those alone. The older your car gets, the different it handles every year. And that's a fact, right? Not to mention, the older you get, the more different you start to drive. The risks you are willing to take, the reaction time that you have. And that goes from year to year. You don't find out until you're out there.
Okay. All right.
I got to say, I got my new Pilot. This is the first snow drive I've been driving in it.
Yeah, but that thing's like an automatic.
That's just it. I was like, it was great this morning.
Yeah.
Like driving a tank.
Yeah, these new cars, man, they're beautiful. Like, they drive themselves.
I got stuck behind somebody in like a tiny sedan.
Yeah.
And the wheels were spinning. Doing like 20 miles an hour. And I was like, deuces, right around him. How you like me now? Eat my snow, bitch.
That was you?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I do. I understand that a lot of the times it's a financial thing, right? Mm-hmm. But when I see small cars like that in the snow in Rochester, I don't know how you guys live.
I don't either. I don't know how they get from point A to point B. I'd be like, yep, can't make it today. Wherever I'm going, I'm just canceling.
So you remember when I first moved here, I was driving that Geo Metro.
Yes, the small, what was it, the smallest?
It was the smallest car they made.
Yeah.
And it had the smallest tire they made. They were a size 12 that you could only get at Goodyear. Nobody else made them.
Like, there were several wheelbarrow wheel theft cases in the Cornhill area right when Tommy moved in.
But that thing was so light, it never got stuck.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. For some reason, because I just could get through things because it was so light and it was so, like, those tires were so narrow, they just kind of, like, cut through things. It wasn't bad.
You would think it'd be the opposite.
But it would spin out, but it would spin. Oh. Like, you would slide and spin. But it would be, you'd be like one of those figure skaters, and then you would, like, get out of it. Ta-da.
And you had the outfits for it.
Oh, yeah.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So this thing here, it's a tough guy, it's a tough Gale thing to do.
All right.
Right? You're taking a weapon out in the wilderness, you're going to tame the great unknown.
Right.
And no beast will be able to fight back with the firepower and knowledge that you possess while you're out there.
Mm-hmm.
That is, as long as you know where you're going.
Oh.
Because it turns out that is a surprisingly hard thing to do for some deer hunters in New York.
Are you talking about just getting lost where you're at?
You got it.
But you got your phone.
Yeah, you do. That didn't seem to help.
Oh.
You hang it out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. It is hunting season, Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
Go get them deer. Keep them away from my car.
Mm.
And in the last 7 days, four hunters just in upstate New York have gotten lost while hunting and had to be rescued by the Department of Environmental Conservation.
So they must have been in the woods.
Way out there.
October 28th, two 59-year-old hunters became lost tracking a deer. It took the DEC an hour to find them, but luckily they were able to locate the gentleman, lead them out of the woods.
So I got a question. Go ahead.
The next night, 67-year-old hunter gets lost in the woods. They needed to use his cell phone coordinates to find him, and they lucked out. His cell phone was almost dead when they located him.
Ooh,
even scarier, his flashlight was dead. So if his phone had died, he could have been in the woods overnight with absolutely no light source.
Now you know how the deer feel.
Not great wandering through with guns, Tommy.
Yeah.
Halloween night, a 34-year-old hunter actually never made it out of the woods.
Wait, he's still out there?
His family had to report him missing when they woke up the next day and realized he never came home.
I heard he hooked up with a coyote, had a half coyote kid.
Two rangers were sent out to search the area he was hunting. They found some of his personal items, but they didn't find him.
Oh.
Not a good sign, right?
Yeah.
Thank God he ended up being okay. He had made it to a private home in the morning where they were able to call authorities for him. He refused medical attention at first, but then had a friend drive him to a local hospital because of cramping from dehydration and exhaustion on account of being out in the woods all night.
Sure.
Okay.
And freezing your ass off.
We in this room are not hunters.
No.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. We need help from you hunting folks. Is it a common thing to get lost hunting in the woods?
Because I always tell you kind of hunt the same areas, so you kind of get the lay of the land after a while.
What are you, Davy Crockett?
But even if you hunt the same areas, it could be pretty vast, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know that tree.
No, but you kind of know
the
area.
Turn left at the tree with the bark on it.
Yeah.
To your point, I do assume that you're just like a really outdoorsy person, so you can like navigate, like you can look at the stars or something and figure out where you are.
In the middle of the day?
If you get lost at night.
At night, now I have to wait for it to get dark, now I gotta look at the stars.
I don't know, I just assume you know all of those things.
Yeah, I just figured because you're an outdoor guy, you kind of have a sense of direction and like north, south, east, you know, where you're at. And
like,
you also got your
compass.
Phone.
These four did not. Three of them.
How do you not look at your phone and go, oh, here's where I am at. Here's where I got to go.
Because
that's what I was wondering. Like, are these people calling it in themselves to say they're lost? Or are they going out with other people and those people realize they lost them? I wonder who's making the initial call.
The 34-year-old didn't make the call.
Right.
His family had to call for him. The other three, I'm not sure. But think about this, too. You talk about, like, the experience of having in the woods. Three of these four guys were over 55.
And I just started to think, I know, and you know guys that are, let's say, my age.
Yeah.
Still got the flip phone.
Could be that.
Let me tell you something. I don't need the emails. And I don't need to be on Facebook. Oh, my God. I'm lost. I have no GPS system on this phone.
Well, it could also be as simple as leaving your phone behind because you don't want to be distracted.
Or it's run down or you don't have service.
There you go. Like, all of these things could happen. So, like, if you're a hunter, and again, we need you hunting folks, 252-WCMF. Is this something every hunter will experience at some point in their hunting
lost
life?
Lost in the wilderness?
Or is this something that if it happened to you, your buddies would never let you live it down?
Hmm.
Because I could see like guys sitting around a bar in a small town talking about the war stories of the time they got lost in the woods.
Yeah. But it also means like you lost track of things because you should have been paying attention to where you're going.
But you're also you could be tracking a deer.
Well, yeah, but you got to be conscious of where you're going.
Oh, you got to be conscious.
You
got
to be
conscious.
It's the Catalana theory of hunting. You got to know your area.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Dominic. Hey, Dominic, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, Doug?
I want the deer dead. I want his family dead.
Oh, look, there's plenty of ways to keep yourself in line when you're out in the woods. Either you go like the old school method where you carry a roll of ribbon tape with you and you tie it on trees as you're walking so you can follow your way out.
Oh, I thought that was for breast cancer.
No. We're talking the orange ribbons. But you also have apps called like Onyx where you can literally pinpoint GPS on your phone where you are, and it uses satellite. It doesn't use cell signal. So you can, it'll track no matter where you're going in the woods. So you could pinpoint every spot you've been at.
Okay.
But you got to have the electronics.
Well, yeah, you got to have the electronics, but there's also other ways to do it. You know, even if you don't have ribbon or something, so you start, when you're walking, you start breaking branches or something like that just to give yourself a path to follow.
All right,
it's almost like a trail of breadcrumbs.
All right, so Dom, what you're saying is if one of your buddies got lost in the woods, you would make fun of him for that and not feel bad for him.
It depends on the situation, you know. It's happened to me. I used to hunt down in the southern tier, and I went out in the springtime when everything's totally different. The leaves are up. I ended up walking for an hour, end up circling back to my truck and never realized that I did it.
All right, so then would you argue, Dominic, every hunter at some point has got lost in the woods?
To some extent.
Oh, 100%. Everybody gets lost at least once, and then that's when you really learn to either do some tricks in the trade or have something on you, and you don't make that mistake again.
All right, well, Dom, thanks for the information, buddy. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, take it easy, guys.
There you go.
But it sounds like there's no excuse now. Because you can go buy this stuff and have it on you.
Right. One, how expensive is it? Two, are there people that don't want to hunt with it because it doesn't feel authentic?
But then you're lost.
But maybe you feel
you don't look cool. Nobody looks cool lost.
But I guess like if you're an older guy doing it for a long time, you just think you don't need it, right? Like I've never got.
But you're not
going to
look that tough then.
I have a hard
time being stubborn about it.
Look, as two guys who don't hunt, we can't sit here and be like, "Oh, you idiots! Well, how could you do that?" I get lost on my way home sometimes. 252 WCMF. Last week, four different men, well, two guys together and then two guys separately, three different incidents, got lost in upstate New York while hunting for deer. All of them had to be located by the Department of Environmental Conservation. One 34-year-old man was missing overnight. His family had to call him in missing when they woke up and realized that he never came home. He ended up making it to a house that was just near where he was hunting.
Yeah.
It is a little weird, to your point, with all the technology that you wouldn't soak in the technology.
Yeah.
Like, I've never met a guy who fishes that doesn't want all the modern technology. I've never met a guy who works out that doesn't want all the modern technology. Like, guys seem to lean into technology for their hobbies.
Yeah, like, men like gadgets.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I just can't imagine, like, you're in the woods.
Yeah.
Now you're looking for your reading glasses. You're 60 years old. You're trying to figure stuff out. Where the hell am I at? Where's that map at?
Hayden writes us on Instagram.
Hayden.
That's a hunting name. Yeah. My son Hayden, he killed a 10-point buck when he was 3. He writes us. All you have to do is navigate the land. It's quite simple. There's also an app you can download and a map that shows you exactly where you're hunting. You look for landmarks when you go into the woods and the path where you're going. So Hayden has yet to get lost.
Mm-hmm.
I am curious about how old Hayden is, though, because it's easy when you're a young man. He's on a dirt bike. He looks pretty young.
Right.
Hayden, you look pretty young, buddy. Be careful.
Don't get too confident.
One day we're going to get a story that the DEC had to locate a Hayden, and I'm going to know exactly who it was. In this story, the people I feel the worst for.
Who's that?
The pair of old guys that got lost together.
Yeah, they were together that got lost.
Yeah. I understand getting lost on your own.
But do you think it almost contributes to it if you're with somebody else? Because now you have differing opinions of which way you came from.
You're probably
right.
So now
you're being taken in multiple directions. Oh.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, think about this. After it happens, Kimmy,
yeah,
you know that both are blaming the other guy for getting them in this spot.
Yeah.
And
I told you where we should have gone left.
And the argument you're having about where you should be going is just continuing to get you further lost, right? Because nobody's taking the lead on this one.
Yeah.
And then when the two guys get home, they're going to tell their families the other guy is the reason they got lost.
Well, yeah, you should do that.
That being said, would you rather be out there alone or with somebody if you realized you were lost in the woods?
I think I'd rather be alone.
Why?
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. When it starts to get dark outside, I'd like somebody else there.
But this idiot, what's this idiot going to do for me?
I don't know. Just
I'm already a lost idiot. I got another lost idiot with me. Let's say he gets hurt, and then I got to, like, you know, drag his ass.
Why is he going to get hurt?
Huh?
You think he's getting hurt before you're getting hurt?
Well, I don't know, but if I get hurt, he gets hurt.
Yeah, but if you get hurt, you got somebody there with you.
Do you? Some 60-year-old trying to drag your ass to the snow?
If you get hurt by yourself, you're screwed.
You're going to die. You're going to die. She's right. If you're in your 60s, you get hurt in the woods out in the middle of nowhere, and you're going to die. At least this gives you a chance to live.
No, I can fire, you know, distress signal shots in the air and stuff.
What? What?
Help.
And then a bullet comes down and you're dead.
Go help some more.
I did it again. Adam writes us, if you're hunting in a new area, it's easy to get turned around. And he goes on to talk about the apps again, GPS.
Yeah.
So this sounds like maybe there's a group of hunters that still want to do it old school.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Until you get lost and then the authorities got to go find your ass.
And you do have to, even if you are using that technology, I mean, doesn't mean it's going to work perfectly every time.
She's right.
And I think if you go out in the woods, you get lost. You don't buy the electronics to find yourself, and they got to go find you. You should get a bill. I'm serious,
How
man.
Much does it cost for two guys in the DEC to just walk out in the woods and get
Every time those guys step out, it costs the taxpayers probably $5,000 to $10,000.
What the hell are you that talking about?
Per ranger. To send these guys out with all the equipment and everything to go find these
what
dudes?
What the hell are you?
We got to get the helicopters. We got to release the
Nothing
hounds.
Nothing about
the sheriff's departments have to get involved.
Or how the hounds are eating the old men. They have eaten the old men. The old men are dead.
Help some more.
Something interesting is happening on Instagram.
Whatever.
I now have multiple Haydens screaming, if there's a lost Hayden story, it's not just that Hayden.
Oh.
How many men named Hayden, one, exist, two, listen to this show?
Yeah, so we got multiple Haydens.
Was there a Hayden boom one year?
No.
What would they have been named after? What is Hayden?
Like a TV show or something?
Yeah, maybe there was
Dukes of Hayden. Who Kimmy, could you Google why people are named Hayden in the world? Thank you. No, because I've never heard that name before in my life.
Well, there was that. What was that? Hayden Panettiere, but she was a girl.
That's a chick.
Yeah, but maybe that. All right.
Well, the country dads love themselves in Hayden Panettiere. Also, initial Hayden one.
Yeah.
Writes back here. He said he looked young.
Yeah.
He says 28 with two kids, Mister. That's still young,
oh, that's
Hayden
punk,
one.
Yeah, he's a you.
Bro, he's 10 years younger.
No, I'm saying like young with kids.
Oh, yeah.
You had kids early.
Yeah. You screwed up, buddy. You ended your life. Way to go, Hayden. One.
Yeah, but then you're in the clear when you're 50.
Maybe. If you don't get lost in the woods and die, Hayden number one. This kid seems like a nice kid. I'm cheering for him to get lost in the woods. Only because of the perceived arrogance from Brady. Do we know where Hayden came from?
So they're the main character in those Star Wars movies in the early 2000s. The actor
there was
named
Hayden
Christensen.
Oh, well, that can't be it. He was in one movie.
That's the only Hayden.
And
that
everybody
pops up.
Hated that kid. They said he ruined Star Wars. He was like six.
That's true.
Poor kid.
No, the older one.
That guy also sucked.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, well, listen. Mm. All you Haydens and non-Haydens, stay safe out there.
Be careful.
Yes.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.